KVNA FM. It's Jules here, and I've been graced with the presence of Illiterate Light.
We're happy to be here.
What's
first
up, Jules?
Time in Arizona.
Yeah. How do you like it so far?
It's beautiful. It's lovely. Yeah. I think we're coming back and touring through in a couple months.
Yep.
I don't know if we're getting up here to Cottonwood, but somewhere around the area. It's awesome. We love the drive in from Phoenix. It's beautiful.
I watched Jeff try to take a a picture of some of the cacti that we were driving by, just like it was just, I don't know, it was delightful as he like failed over and over to capture
80,
what was going
80
on.
Miles an hour on the highway, and I'm like a total tourist. Like, look at these cactus.
Yeah. We have Jeff Gorman,
yep,
and Jake Cochran with us, who make up the duo Illiterate Light. Now, people are surprised. We're playing better than I used to on the radio, and it's a big sound,
mm-hmm,
from two guys.
Yeah.
How does that come about? Is it a lot of tricks?
You know, it's funny. For the recording of that song, really the only trick that's happening there is that I added a little keyboard chimey part. But everything outside of that is our live sound. And a big element of that is that Jake has such a high energy approach to playing drums. He's actually standing up, and he stands up when we record in the studio as well. And it means that his limbs are kind of going everywhere. And it's really, you know, these intricate, cool, big drum parts. And then I'm playing guitar, you know, in a traditional sense, but I'm also playing bass with my feet, which is kind of hard for a lot of people to imagine. But it's like having a keyboard at my feet. And I'm playing that live, and so it's a big synthesizer and provides, you know, we really have three instruments going, even though there's two of us. But then on top of that, we really do our best to both sing harmony and fill out the space as best we can. So our studio sound is a pretty solid representation of what our live show is like.
And you guys sound great, mm-hmm, not only on your debut release, self-titled, Illiterate,
yep,
Light,
yeah,
but also live in concert as well. Now, you guys met how long ago?
We met in 2010 when we were in college. We went to a school called James Madison University, JMU for short. It's on the East Coast, Harrisonburg, Virginia. And we became buddies playing in another band that we got recruited to be in. Jake was playing bass and I was on drums, which is the flip-flop of, mm-hmm, what we do now. But we learned that we were both multi-instrumentalists. And so we broke off from there and started forming other bands and doing a lot of fun stuff. So we've been active as, you know, creative brothers for 10 years or so now.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting that you use creative brothers, because it comes through in your music as well.
Thank you.
And Jake, how is it on the road with Jeff here? Is he easy to get along with? Or?
I wouldn't use the word diva, but I'm kidding. No, Jess, we've lived through some weird circumstances, and we've put our bodies through, you know, bike tours where we were leading a group of, you know, other young folks. What when we look back now, just like, man, why did we do that to ourselves? I mean, it was incredible. It was a beautiful experience, but we would plan these trips and tour in a tour by bicycle, playing music. We ran a farm together. We've kind of been in a lot of strange spaces. So, mm-hmm, being in a nice van and touring the country seems pretty tame.
Here's Illiterate Light on KVNA FM.
This is the luxury life right now.
I was going to ask you about that bike tour later. So let's get into that a little bit more. But how about a song from you guys?
Let's do it. Let's kick things off with Better Than I Used To.
Ball bouncing around. Oh, and I'll make my monthly trip into town. Grocery shopping, restock on paint. Some days I feel good, and some days I feel bad, but every time that I think of you, I
KVNA FM with Illiterate Light in studio with us. We've got Jeff Gorman, Jake Cochran of Illiterate Light. Yes, they're a duo. And as you heard on that song, that's the big song that's getting played all over the country.
That's our single.
A million plays a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
So by now it's 2 million.
We're getting there. Yeah.
I hope.
Keep cranking it. Yeah. Yeah. We're really thankful with the way that that song's been received, because, you know, it's one of those things where you kind of are hit with some inspiration in your bedroom or whatever, you know, and you write this little ditty and then you kind of go out and share it with people. And then a few months or a few years later, it starts catching on and it's just playing for a few hundred people and they're all singing it along together. So it's really funny when you just think back to the genesis of the song and where it can go.
This is your debut album. And do you have many other firsts that are going along with it?
Yeah, I mean, this is when we started Illiterate Light in about 2015, we pretty much jumped right into touring. But at that point, it was very different for us. We were in a Subaru. It was me and Jeff booking all the shows. Just we would play basically anywhere, college basement parties and punk show houses. And then like the next night we would be at a reggae bar playing for 3 hours and trying to figure out how to play reggae. And it was just like, well, this is the gig. We have to do it. And so we in a lot of ways, with the release of this album, it feels like it's the first time that the thing that we're doing on stage that we've been developing for 4 years is now in recorded form in a way that we're really proud of, and that we're starting to see people come to shows and show up knowing our songs and excited to hear what we're going to do. And then whereas before it was always, we had to capture the audience. We had to like surprise them and keep them engaged.
Mm-hmm. They're coming to see you. Isn't that great?
I know. You always have to just be thankful for that, because it is funny. It's never an expectation that people are just going to love what you do. So we're always just thankful that we're actually making a fan base and kind of building a community in the midst of all that.
You guys have been the supporting act for a number of artists, and now you're off doing kind
spreading
of a
our
headlining
wings.
Tour, right?
And we've been so fortunate with the people that we've been out with, because we've just kind of been welcoming it into all of their families, you know, as far as Raylan Baxter, Rainbow Kitten Surprise, bands like Susto and Shaky Graves. And then we just spent a few weeks with the Head and the Heart, just these really awesome groups, you know, and people that we've really gotten along with. So we've been thankful that their fan bases have really received us as well.
We teased the bike tour earlier. We're talking about cutting your gas emissions to nothing, which is fantastic. Did you carry equipment with you on this bike tour?
We did. We called it peanut butter power because the whole thing seemed to be funded by whatever cheap food we could buy or find in a particularly clean dumpster. Yeah, so we started these bike tours with a group of friends in a community we were in Harrisonburg that was really looking for a way to tour music and share our art, and meant to do that in a way that didn't come with the toll on the environment. That was kind of the initial push of like, kind of think like, how can we switch this around a little bit? How can we do something that we already love, like biking, that's, you know, isn't using fossil fuel, and we can sort of bring this whole like, look, like it's actually fun to do this, and it's a whole new experience, and it's certainly not the same as touring. Like Jeff and I are in a van right now. We're doing the normal thing.
Was it hard?
Yeah, it was hard. It was emotional. It was we also did it in a way that was physically demanding, and there wasn't a lot of very clear planning involved. It was kind of more of like, let's jump out there and see what happens.
It should be on every band's radar, because it's the way we all make our living, right? And so we want to have a healthier, more sustainable future. And if you're pulling 35 tractor trailers around doing a world tour, you know, it's a big deal. So, you know, I think one of the big things from that time was that it really connected us to our own ecosystem and our own environment and the people of Appalachia. And, you know, you come out here and it's totally different. It's a totally different world. And so we feel really like connected to that part of the United States because we've been out there sweating and on foot and on bike. Bicycle powered generators were a big part of that. There was a stationary bike at each show, and two people would get on that stationary bike, a tandem bicycle.
Love
and
it.
Then they power the actual speaker, the sound system. the audience is actually participating. They're literally fueling the show.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
That is incredible. So I hope to see that on a bigger stage out here.
Exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah. We're trying to figure out the scalability of it all.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
So now I'm all pumped up. I got to hear another song. What are you going to play for?
All right. So let's do, this is a good song for this this moment because this is a little bit more acoustic, and a lot of those tours were acoustically kind of driven. Those were the instruments we were rolling around with. So this one's called Sometimes Love Takes So Long.
Illiterate Light on KVNA FM.
What in the world happened to you and me? Used to be red just like strawberry bread, simple and sweet, and we both got fed. But now I'm spitting sugar, lonely in my head. So don't break the silence with empty words. My heart burned. Don't make a joke of our hard work. Lord on the nose. Sometimes love takes so long. Here's my heart to write on. Every word is bitter sweet. Your therapist and my shaking knees. Together, desperately, we made a promise, one that we can't keep. I was too young then to understand, and now I'm too old to give a damn. What in the world happened to you and me? My heart to write on. Every word is bitter sweet. Sometimes love takes so long. Come on, sweet tooth, stay strong. Circle back to you and strong. Circle back to you and me. Sometimes love takes so long.
KVNA FM, we're here with Illiterate Light. Thank you guys for coming by, Northern Arizona. We appreciate all right, all you right. being here.
We're happy to be here.
Now, you got to tell me, what's the story behind the name Illiterate Light?
The band name comes from, actually, one of our favorite bands is Wilco. And they have a song called Theologians on their 2004 album, A Ghost is Born. And there's a line, that illiterate light is with us every night. And I really got into that album in 2013 when Jake and I were working on this farm. And it just kind of, that phrase, illiterate light, this kind of mystical energy force, just really jumped out to me. And then a couple years later, when we formed the band, it just felt like a cool way to kind of honor those that have come before us. Obviously, Wilco is still active right now and just better than ever.
Well, there is one song on the album that I have to bring up because it's a personal favorite of mine. Here Lie the Bones of My Favorite Car. Everybody can kind of relate to that. What's the story behind the favorite car?
I mentioned this earlier, but I'm glad you mentioned that because it's one of our favorite songs that just, it hasn't been pushed as much as the other ones, but it's, we both love the solo section of that. It's just so heavy and crazy. But, you know, that is a, we've gone through some vehicles. My first car, a 2000 Ford Explorer, bit the dust when I was in college. It was sad to see that go. But it was also a little bit of a nod to some of the vehicles that we've gone through as a band. My Subaru Forester, we've pretty much driven it into the ground. We bought this van off of a Neil Young tribute artist. It was a 1989 conversion van, and we took it out on tour. We were so excited, and we paid like $1,000 for it. And within a week, I think we had put $2,800 into it. And then it died at 5 a.m. outside of Pittsburgh in the cold. Ooh. And we had to scrap it for $25 or something to somebody on Craigslist. The song is kind of just... you know, it just kind of came out of looking at all these vehicles that we've gone through. And also just being somewhat amazed by the modern car and just thinking like, I just wonder, you know, what somebody living around this area 300 years ago riding a horse, if a car zoomed by them, what they would think of how fast it were going. Like, and we've all got one.
Yeah,
and
we all take it for granted.
We all take it for granted. It's really incredible.
Until you're without one.
Exactly. And then you realize, oh, man. But so it was a little bit of just kind of being in awe of like our modern technology. And the song has this funny way of asking humanity to even go beyond the car and figure out what's going to be the next way of getting us from place to place that's a little more sustainable.
I love hearing the stories behind your songs, and there's some great songs on here, so I hope everybody checks out Illiterate Light, the debut album, and when you come back to Arizona, you're going to be playing in Phoenix.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. At the Valley Bar, and that's February 21st, so yep. We hope our listeners support you there as well, and we'll have that information on our Facebook as we get closer too. Now, you mentioned your heroes, how you like to pay tribute to your heroes, and we also asked if you could do a holiday song. You think you could combine the two?
Let's do it. Yeah, this is a song called Christmas Must Be Tonight. It's by one of our favorite bands, The Band, and you know, some Canadian guys, and then you throw Levon Hellman, who is from Arkansas. So we love them a ton. This was off one of their later records, and I don't really know that it got spun as much as their earlier stuff. So we'll shine the light on it now. It's Christmas Must Be Tonight.
Come down to the manger. The little stranger wrapped in swaddling clothes, the Prince of Peace. The wheels start turning, torches start burning, and the wise old men journey from the east. How a little baby boy bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. A shepherd on a hillside, where over my flock I hide. On a cold winter night, a band of angels sing. In a dream I heard a voice saying, fear not, come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning, praise the newborn King. How a little baby boy bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. I saw it with my own eyes. It was written up in the skies. But why a simple herdsman such as I? And then it came to pass, and he was born at last, right below the star that shines on high. How a little baby boy bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Must be tonight. Must be tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, tonight. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Must be tonight. Must be tonight, yeah.
KVNA-FM with Illiterate Light. Thank you guys for coming to join us here on our New Tracks Tuesday Holiday Edition.
All right. Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, y'all.
Perfect.